The Voice of America presents Jazz Club, USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. Here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations, friends. Today we are turning over our entire program to some recordings of a really wonderful modern jazz concert that took place last Christmas night in Carnegie Hall. And since we have a lot of music to squeeze into the available time, let's turn over the proceedings immediately to the gentleman who was master of ceremonies at that concert, one of America's most popular disc jockeys, Symphony Sid.
We'd like to introduce the first group to you to make real new 1950 sounds. First, let's bring him on with a great big hand. Charlie Parker. Charlie Parker and the All-Stars.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and a very Merry Christmas to you. On piano, ladies and gentlemen, great gentlemen, Al Haig. Al Haig on piano. On trumpet, clean from Brooklyn, we bring you Red Rodney. On bass, Tommy Potter. And finally, on drums, Joe Haynes. Did I say Joe? Well, you know I meant Roy. I didn't mean it, really. And now, ladies and gentlemen, to start things off, based on How High the Moon, here's Ornithology.
Thank you.
Now Charlie Parker's combo playing Cheryl. Maybe you noticed Charlie Parker's quotation from the famous Louis Armstrong introduction to West End blues, showing that sometimes the new school does borrow from the old.
Thank you.
Another great star at the Christmas night concert in Carnegie Hall was the favorite young singer of practically every jazz fan in the country today, the great Sarah Vaughan, with Jimmy Jones at the piano. Her first number was Once in a While.
Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? No.
Sarah Vaughan sings Mean to Me.
You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. must be. Great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't forget, you see, what you mean to me. Mean to me, why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me cry and I stay home. Each night when you say you'll phone, you don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. Gee, honey, why can't you see what you be to me? Can't you see?
Bring you right now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the most exciting trios of our time. We bring you a gentleman who's probably, along with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie and Thelonious Monk and all the great gentlemen of sounds, probably the most exciting. So let's bring him on with a great big hand, Bud Powell, ladies and gentlemen. Bud Powell, the trio with Max Roach on drums, Kylie Russell on bass, Bud Powell. Thank you. Bud Powell, ladies and gentlemen, Max Roach and Curly Russell. To this exciting rhythm section, we bring to you stars of jazz. First, on trumpet, Miles Davis. Little Miles Davis. On baritone, Sir Cello. On alto, Sonny Stitt. And finally, on trombone, Benny Green. Here they are.
that is what happened last Christmas night at Carnegie Hall. Next week, we'll be back with some new records, as well as the results of another visit made by the Voice of America microphone to an important jazz event. Until then, this is your host, Leonard Feather, reminding you to drop us a line at Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19, and wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.